Hey everybody, Kyle Klingman with Track Wrestling for this week's edition of 7 Minutes. Our guest is Luke Pletcher, two-time All-American for Ohio State, and he is on fire this season. He's undefeated at 141 pounds, and we will talk to him about all kinds of good stuff in this week's interview. Please check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Robbie Vincent has put so much time into this to ensure that you have the best opportunity to get to the best college possible. Check out collegewrestlerrecruiting.com. Great website, great man, and we have a great edition of 7 Minutes. It's coming up next. Our guest today is two-time All-American from Ohio State University. He is number one in the nation at 141 pounds. Luke Pletcher, are you ready to go 7 minutes?
I'm ready.
If you could take what you know now and have a conversation with yourself at 15, what advice would you give yourself?
I would tell myself to have fun, enjoy as much as possible, and I would say that you'll never regret putting in too much work or missing out on things.
Let's go back to recruiting when you were in high school. What do you remember about it? What were your top three schools, and why did you pick Ohio State?
What I remember about it was I looked forward to it before it happened, and then I didn't like love it, but I didn't hate it. I just wanted to find the right spot, and I didn't want to wait too long. My top schools were Ohio State, Virginia Tech, Penn State, and Pitt. And I chose Ohio State because for a couple of reasons. I enjoyed the coaching staff. I meshed well with them. They were nice people. They've done what I was trying to do. They've won national titles here, and that's, I wasn't going somewhere where I would be the first, or, you know, I would be a test. You know, I wanted to go somewhere where it's actually been proven. The practice partners were great for me. And the energy in the room when it came time to practice time wasn't negative. Everybody was there. When everybody was there, they were smiling, happy. They were joking around before practice. They didn't seem like they hated being in the practice room. And that wasn't the case anywhere else. And it was just a good energy.
If you could take one skill from any other wrestler and add it to your game, what do you think would benefit your wrestling the most?
The thing that just keeps popping on my mind is the Jordan Burroughs double leg. And for some reason, you know, I've been working double legs more, and I just feel like it would be a great tool to have, just the reshot double leg.
Let's say wrestling has one governing body and you're the president. What would you want to change?
Well, headgear needs to be gone for sure. We've been wearing it in practice lately, and I think it's doing more harm to my ears than it's helping. So,
all right,
that's mine.
Okay. What is the last thing you tell yourself before you set your foot on the line?
In the back, it's, I don't really think too much. I don't think about anything. I don't listen to music or anything. But just recently I've been saying it doesn't have to be close every time I go out. So I can say that a couple of times in my head, even like if it's a tough kid or I'm getting a little bit stressed about it or I'm getting nervous for some reason, I just say it doesn't have to be close. It doesn't have to be close. That's all I say.
What is the greatest compliment someone could give you?
I think the greatest compliment is I got one time. Whenever I was in high school and I lost and I didn't throw a fit, and wrestling is, it's just something that I do, and I don't want to be like just associated as a wrestler. I just want to be associated as a good person. So if someone compliments on like the way I carry myself or something along those lines, I think those are more meaningful to me than any wrestling compliment, for sure.
What is the most interesting thing about you that has nothing to do with wrestling?
I'm not that interesting of a person, to be honest with you. I would say, I don't know, I like to be outside. I like to hunt and fish. So that's what I do with my family outside of wrestling. We just, you know, I'm from a small town and we just always have done stuff outside, whether it's our free times, either hunting, fishing, or going and finding a rope swing or a cliff to jump off of into the water or something like that. That's just how we spend our time.
What is your greatest fear?
Probably snakes. I don't like snakes for some reason. And I used to be like afraid of toads for some weird reason. I was afraid of toads when I was younger, like really little. I was walking outside in my bare feet and I stepped on one and it freaked me out. And ever since then, I just have a weird feeling towards them.
If you could go back and wrestle anybody from any era, who would you want to compete against?
It might be Jaggers, to be honest with you. In college wrestling, that is. I don't know. I think just the style he wrestles is very weird, and I get to feel it a little bit now, but I wish I could feel it, what he was like whenever he was, you know, training every day and being, you know, at national champ form. I'd like to see what that felt like.
Who wins that match?
I'd like to say me. I hope so.
And then final question is, what is the best way to motivate Luke Pletcher?
I'm pretty self-motivated, and I just think why I'm doing it. I just really like wrestling. I like everything about it. But I think just, you know, having, when I think about wrestling and why I want to do it, is just like, my parents have done a lot for me, and we've traveled all over the country from the time I was 7 years old. And just, I know they want the best for me, and everything that they've done is just, it's crazy to think about. And you take it for granted whenever you were younger, and you still even take it for granted a little bit now. Just, they don't miss a dual meet, and you know, they're just there everywhere. And there's just, I would really like to win just because they've done a lot for me. And I think it'd be awesome to just share that experience.